Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddamn it. to be honest, I have a lot of gratitude that I want to give to the game. I do give to the game. And I do that by trying to stay down. Now, I'm in good health. I'm sane, although a lot of you motherfuckers think I'm crazy. And I guess it is a matter of opinion. But I am relatively sane. And I get to do things in life that give me thrills. Thrills galore. I'm blessed to, or I was blessed to think of a course and an institution of higher learning that actually supports me. But I do have to work, and I do have to work hard, and I have to earn every goddamn bit of what I get. I want respect. And actually, I demand respect. That's why the name of this show is Doing Shit Is How Respect Is Earned. You got to do something. I mean, of course, there's a certain level of respect you just get. But then when the kind of respect that makes you renowned is the kind of respect I'm talking about. You have to do something to get that. And everybody don't do shit. I mean, let's face it. If everybody can do it, everybody would do it. That's why I'm a supporter of tough love. You ask my goddamn daughter. She'll tell you. I don't play. Because I know I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am if I didn't have tough love. My parents did not play. They didn't want to be your friends. They didn't want you to like them. You know, none of that goddamn shit. They wanted you to fear them. So, thinking all this shit has relaxed me a little bit. Now, I don't know why, but this fucking insurance commercial, Root Insurance. I don't need no car insurance, especially no cheap ass shit like that. But that word Root just got me to thinking. I don't know why, but it did. And I was starting about my roots. You know, and I've been relaxed. And I try to sleep in. Whenever I'm sleeping in the morning, because most of the time I'm already up, 4 o'clock. But I try to sleep in, and I actually did sleep in this morning. And I woke up with a hell of good feelings because I had been thinking about my roots for the past 3 days. I'm telling you, all you guys out there that's waiting to enroll in SWU, I mean, take your time. It's cool. I don't have a problem with you. It's really cool with me. I know when you see the results I'm getting, when you let everybody else take a chance, you'll want it then. And I know. I got to prove myself. I understand this. I'm asking for a lot of money. But if you think this is the money I'm asking for, just wait. Till I do prove myself. I'm almost there. Just remember, when I do prove myself, don't trip about the cost. I'm on my way to having a real learning institution for young men to grow at. Now, the men in there now, they know I'm learning too. They know I haven't been a teacher, a professor 5 years. You got to be a professor a good 7 or 8 years before you even get the feel for it. I see you 704. Just give me a minute. They spending a lot of money, but they not complaining, not one of them. Let me get you 704 before I go on a tangent. What's up, bro?
Yo, what's good, bud? How you doing?
I'm doing really well, brother. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Hey, I appreciate you sending me that audiobook. I had called on a couple of shows ago. Hey, that audiobook is gold. I was listening to it like I was watching a movie.
That's what it is, a movie without the actual video.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
up, man?
It's a classic.
You got a question?
Nah, I just wanted to call in and tell you about how good that book was.
Oh, okay, bro. I appreciate that, man.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, be cool. Hey, you guys don't know. I mean, of course, you could think of ways for me to give it to you. But you hear motherfuckers that, you know, have actually that been blessed with it. My shit is fucking dope. Now, why you don't want to spend money to get it? Because believe it or not, it's a lot of science in that book. If you really trying to get the game, you could read something. I'm sorry, guys. I got a really bad hay fever. You could read something, and it means whatever it means to you. But it don't hardly mean what it would mean coming from the motherfucker that actually wrote it. Because the person that wrote it has something specific he's talking about. And this thing that I'm writing, or these things, specifically deals with this specific thing. And you need to understand that. I know when the results are in, and you see that, you know, the shit I'm teaching and the shit in my audio book, they're actually the same, but they're not for the same reason. They're not delivered in the same way. But all it is in the book, it's telling you how and why certain things apply. And that's where the game is at. The game is not in no motherfucking whatever the fuck you guys have been hearing. But what I'm saying, the game is in the sense you make from, in my case, listening to the book, from the sense you make from what you hear. Because if you're listening to something that's going to make you some money, but you ain't got to go to work in the morning to get it. You got to go to work whatever time you got to go do whatever you finna do. Now, that's going to work for you. But going to work for you, you can get caught and you can go to jail. So it's not like going to work for anything else or for anybody else. That's why it's a game, because it's going to generate you some money. And you can live the high life. That's why it's game. So, what I'm saying, well, I said all that, well, not all that, that was about the book. Because my brother just called it, you know, got me sprung on the book. But, as far as, you know, what I'm saying, you know, and where I'm coming from, once I get my graduation rate to where I want it to be, and all them motherfuckers are going to be there to spend $1,300. But once I get my rate is already, it started out at like 5%. But I'm well over 50% now. And when I get it a little higher, you guys that have waited going to be paying full racks to fuck with me. And that's just the beginning of raising the price. because after I raised the price to keep and maintain my graduation rate, do like all schools do, they have to raise their costs. Now, I may not do that. I'm thinking I'm going to do it, but I might not do it because I get to do what the fuck I want to do. I don't do what somebody tells me to do. So that's the one thing that I got going in my favor. And you got to remember, if you remember, you'll know that I started out with my confidence course at $40. And now you see it's $850. I don't know how much increase that is, but it's a lot. Why? Because over the goddamn years, I've proven all I've claimed. I know who you are, man. I don't want to talk to you, so I'm going to just X you out. Hold on a second. What I'm saying is, everything I claimed about it, I have proven. And what can always make you guys know that I got to be telling the truth, you don't hear no motherfucker calling in and complaining. Because, you know, even if they drop out, them motherfuckers got laced. And they see they can't keep up. It ain't that I ain't giving them or feeding them. They can't keep up, then they drop out. But the motherfuckers that stay in and graduate, them motherfuckers love me. Oh, matter of fact, let me show you something. I got to show you something. All right, I had to go get this to show it to you. Wait, let me get on StreamYard so I can see it, too. Let me show you this. Pino de Corrientes. This is a gift I got from one of my graduating students from this month. This is the wine he sent. And this is the doggone tequila he sent. What I'm saying is I'm appreciated because what I do is invaluable to people that actually go through what it takes to do it. You know, anybody can say fuck something. I don't want to do it. Anybody can say that shit. But there ain't very many motherfuckers who can say they completed something and graduated, got a diploma. Come on, man. This shit that I'm doing is dope. And I ain't trying, you know, to do anything except for what I say. And after I prove my goddamn point with SWU, you might think it, you might think, it'll be worth taking a loan out to enroll in SWU because it's going to be like that. 314, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you, brother?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, man. I had called in, like, last week, bro. I had a question. My son had passed away. I'm that brother.
Okay, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, how you feel about this? I've been doing some research, man. How you feel about this Man Act and the R. Kelly situation, man? What you think about that? I want to hear your perspective about that, brother.
Well, let me tell you something. I never was an R. Kelly fan because I don't be liking all that love music. I like it, but, you know, I don't be tripping. But I'm only hearing it as far as what he did. And I'm only hearing how long he did it. But what I'm saying is the Mann Act, you fuck with that if you take a bitch across state lines. You fuck with that if you my partner And I tell you to bring my bitch over here or bring your bitch over here so she can get some money. And it's like traveling, not out of state, but some miles. Anytime you do shit like that, the man ain't coming in. So, I mean, I ain't saying the nigga guilty of the Mann Act, but I'm saying if he guilty of that shit he been doing, the Mann Act and a whole bunch of most shit is coming at his ass. The Mann Act is just one charge coming at his ass. If he guilty of all of that shit, as a matter of fact, I heard he got like 20 or 30 charges and got found guilty on all of them. That motherfucker is never getting out of jail, man. Never. Because of the Mann Act. Not because of the Mann Act. Because of charges like the Mann Act. This nigga ain't got no... Eight felonies is eight felonies. But the Mann Act ain't even an eight felony. It's more than that.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying, you know, I ain't saying he should have a Mann Act, because I really don't follow that kind of shit. But I have been seeing, and this broad I'm fucking with, she be looking at YouTube a lot, and it, you know, she had that shit on, and I be hearing it. A lot of shit about R. Kelly, man. I mean, that nigga's in trouble. He's in trouble. He's in trouble, man. The reason he's in trouble is because when the FBI and those kind of people, they don't fuck with you unless they already know they got you. And if you got some money and they got you, but they barely got you, you can motherfucking get, you know, use your money and get away, not get away all free, but you can, you know, not be faced with all this shit. This nigga got 30 charges of just human cruelty. I don't know what the charges are, but
yes,
you know, I heard he used to piss on bitches, you know, and he just do all kind of shit to them bitches. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I know that those are the charges he got, and he got convicted of those charges, he will never see daylight. There's absolutely no way he can see daylight from this shit unless something come up in the trial like was fucked up on the prosecution side. But that ain't coming up because that ain't coming up because they built this case over years.
Yes,
that nigga ain't coming home. He may as well get in some equipment and set it up in his cell. No, that's the only way.
I got one more question for you, bud.
Okay, come on.
Okay, man, what you think about this? I ain't gonna say game, man, cause I ain't a part of that situation, man, cause that's a word people don't understand. That's prison or death, man. When you talk about that word, but what you feel about these OnlyFans models, man, in the internet messing up, you know, all these young men perspectives for talking to women and learning knowledge on how to talk to women, how to approach women. I feel the internet, man, just it failed young men. Because all they got to do is pick up a phone and get on the computer. They don't know how to talk no more. What you think about that, sir?
Bro, you don't sound as old as you sound. You in your mid-30s or early 30s?
34.
Uh-huh. But you saying some shit like niggas not my age, but up close to my age be saying. Because that's what's wrong, bro. You're describing everything that's wrong. Motherfuckers today don't have people skills. All they have is this bullshit that they have from fucking with the internet. The internet strips you of your people skills, and among other things. Bro, when I was out there in the streets, you know, we had they wasn't called cell phones, they were called car phones. And I had an alligator phone book, filled up with all my niggas' numbers. And I never had to open it because I knew everybody's number.
I heard you say that before in the show. I heard you say that before in the show. Yep.
Hey, man, I knew everybody's fucking number. Now, sometimes
that's
I
real.
Might have called somebody in a long time and forgot some digits, and I would have to look it up in my book. But what I'm saying is, today, I know my number, and it took me about a year and a half to learn my house number, and I still don't know my daughter's number. Why? Because we got all this technology, and all we need to do is press one or two numbers, and the rest come up. Man, technology is fucked up, bro. And unless you understand that if you a young motherfucker and you understand what you saying, you got a chance to be all right. And I kind of heard
yes,
that. Thing, man, I don't want to misuse the word gang. People be using it. I mean, that was saying something
right there. Uncle Bud, all my uncles, they from Mississippi and Detroit, so they came up in Chicago, so... I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not gonna use that G word, but I came up under all the instructions on how what to do and how to conduct yourself as a man, and I respect that. That's why I follow you, man. And when I seen that movie you did, American Pimp, man, hey, you were so cool and charismatic and laid back. I'm like, man, you remind me of all my damn uncles. It fucked me up.
Hey. You must have had some fly uncles.
Man. Hey, they dress nice. They stay suited and booted, man. They talk shit just like you, man. Just cool as hell, man. And I respect
that.
That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, that's our generation because
yes, sir.
If you can't say it, you can't be it.
Man.
These motherfuckers just buy some clothes. And they don't even buy clothes, man. They just, I don't know what they do, man. I'm telling you, if we put on anything sharper than some tennis shoes and some jeans, because, you know, tennis shoes and jeans, that's what we ran around and played in and shit. But if we put on a pair of slacks and some real shoes,
I understand.
I know these motherfuckers today don't even have a pair of real shoes. But my daughter, when she say, Dad, can you give me some money? I need to buy some shoes. And I said, what kind of shoes are you going to buy? I'm thinking about some shoes. She say every time, some tennis shoes. Tennis shoes, you crazy motherfucker. But what I'm saying, man, you sound like you got something going on, man, and I really enjoyed talking to you because you sound... your age, but shit,
man, I'm trying, bud. But a lot of these youngsters, man, they messed the game up, and I hate to say that, I take that back. They messed the lifestyle up, man. For people like me, man, to try to come up and meet a woman, and try to talk to her, have a conversation, and, you know, it just
hey,
it's
hey,
messed up
right
there, now,
man.
Bro, listen
to this.
Yes,
and
sir.
This is how you got to start thinking about the exact same thing you talking about. You talking about they fucking the game up. No, they not. They fattening frogs for snakes.
Mm.
And what I'm saying is, when you talk to one of the frogs that just got through talking to one of them suckers, you're going to be so refreshing, and she ain't going to hardly remember, and she's going to be sprung on what you saying because you talking real shit.
I peeped that, man.
Well,
like...
Hey, don't put that bullshit in your head. They making it hard for you. They ain't making it hard. It's just hard to really run into a bitch one of them motherfuckers just got through talking to.
Yes, sir. I'm just tired of playing, hey, bud. I'm tired of playing cleanup, man. And I gotta listen to all this bullshit.
Hey, I don't listen to no bullshit. And you talking bullshit now.
Okay.
You talking
okay.
bullshit now. Because I ain't being no cleanup man. Bitch, you ain't punishing me for the mistake you made with the last nigga. And I
yes,
hear
sir.
That shit in your voice. So if that's where you're coming from, you may as well, you know, miss me. I'm like that.
No, sir. No, much respect,
hey,
man.
Hey, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about that's what I tell bitches. Hey,
yes, sir.
I'm gone, man, but it was cool talking to you. Hey, the thing about me is I always have points to prove. I always have something that if I do what the fuck I'm talking about, if I do it, it's going to make a point. And I know the proof is in, you know, the almighty pudding. So that's why I always get down and I wait till my pudding is made. Because I don't want no sympathy. I do want support. But I need no sympathy because I know pudding takes a little while to make. And if you're going to make it correctly, you got to do it, you know, step by step. And I know SWU is my pudding. And step by step, I'm bringing that shit to life. You know, as people, you know, we travel paths looking for shit. Looking for shit that's going to enhance how we live. And when shit actually happens, most of us aren't even ready for it. We've been fucking looking for it without preparing ourselves for it. Well, I always try to be included in shit, but I can't be included in that because I don't look for nothing I ain't ready to get. That's why when I get shit, it's always seem like it's normal for me. No, it ain't normal. What's normal for me is making the show that I ain't looking forward to the time to have it. So, you know, one of the videos I was talking about exits, you can take this exit, you can take that exit. You know, I didn't get much response to that shit. But most of you were on the right track that did respond because you chose the Twilight Zone exit. I mean, the exits were... you can return, or you can go to the unknown, or you can choose the Twilight Zone. Why I say you guys were on the right track to choose the Twilight Zone, because it might be a little more fun, but it's going to be hella more dangerous, because that's what y'all like, fun and danger. I wouldn't take the goddamn Twilight Zone route. And there, you have no control over what goes on. The Twilight Zone have control over you. I would take the unknown path. On that path, I would cautiously take it, but I would be searching for knowledge that's going to assist me in getting to my goals. I wouldn't want the Twilight Zone because, like I said, I wouldn't be in control. And I wouldn't want to return to where I came from, because it was nothing there. That's what got me searching. So by the process of elimination, I know the unknown is where I need to go. Most men are sleeping this when it comes to this. And when they out looking for bitches, they sleep walking. That's why they do the same fucking shit over and over. Matter of fact, let's look at politics for a second. And the reason I say that is because most of you motherfuckers think you're politicians. Because what I'm saying is if you responded to questions and answered them, I mean, not put a spin on it, not try to make it some kind of way your political affiliation. The answers would be quite simple and easy for you to come up with. But just as politicians do, you won't answer a question because you know your answer is going to bring more questions that you can't defend. So before you answer, you got to cover yourself like these fake gurus do. 901, I see you there, bro. What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening with it, bud?
Nothing too much,
bro. my question is, first my statement, then I got two questions. I noticed in the book, American Pimp, that you was constantly looking for opportunities to put locks into your bitch, right?
Right.
And so, I mean, you know, because of it, she stayed down. But when you had knocked her, I think her name was Friend, when you had knocked her off or whatever, you brought her back and you lost her. You know, you got knocked for her. So my question is, did you lose? Did you get knocked off of her because you ain't put no time in her, a whole bunch of locks?
No.
You know what I'm saying? And
no.
Okay.
No. I got knocked for her because that's the game. And when you don't do every motherfucking thing, you suppose there were several things I had to do with that bitch. You know, plus I didn't really stay on top of her like I should, because I was kind of new to the game. And I wasn't really up on how racial the game was. I had a white bitch, and I thought, you know, a lot of niggas had white bitches. But that wasn't the case. And I thought that the black hoes and the white hoes was cool. But they weren't. And as I learned that motherfucking shit, you know, I saw that that's why I lost Fran. Because if I would have fucked with Fran properly, I would have put her down somewhere else. And I would have stayed close. So I could see that bitch and make sure she ain't getting fucked with like bitches do. But I put the bitch down like, you know, I do white bitches, bitch. Go get my motherfucking money, you know. Now, it ain't that white bitches is more dependable. It's just the white bitches not in their element. So they got to, you know, do what they're told in their mind. Black bitches, they in their element on the track. Not that they hoes naturally, but they know all about street shit. So you know, she going to gravitate to this hoe or that hoe. And the bitch goes, oh, yeah, I just got with Rose. But bitch, hear that shit, man? She a black veteran hoe? She been the fuck with you. Come on, girl, let's go catch this trick. Woo, woo, woo. Come on, girl, let's go buy. And the next thing you know, the man there. That's just how it go, man.
Okay. So I'm going to still throw the second question out. You may have answered it. It may not be relevant, but I'm going to throw it out since I had it on my head.
What's that?
It was, matter of fact, I got one more question, too. It was, rest in peace to him, to Jimmy, man. I was wondering, did he do something different besides, you know what I mean, drop lugs on you and shit? Like, did you know, was he putting locks on the bitch? My main focus was I was noticing what you was doing with your white bitch. But you ain't do none of this shit with your black bitch, you know, all of the shit you were saying that was, you know, holding her down or whatever. But I couldn't really see from the audio shit that he did to really lock the bitch. I mean, he didn't really do shit. But,
check game, man. You know, whatever I said and how I said it was about whatever I felt and what I thought. But if it's about that nigga, can he catch it? Do he put locks on a bitch? Jimmy is one of the few niggas that caught a bitch, pimped on her 30 years, let the bitch retire, and then him and the bitch, he had retired also, but what I'm saying is him and the bitch stayed together, had a family, you know, became regular citizens in the whole nine yards, and the bitch was with Jimmy until the day he died. So my thing is, come on, man. My mother is like the only lady that I know did that. My mother was with my dad until he died. And then after he died, she didn't fuck with nobody else. But that's my mom, and she was always a Christian. You know, always. Rosalind was a motherfucking hoe. And what I'm saying is, she did what my mom did, represented all the time. Nobody fucked with Roslyn because she was Jimmy Starr's bitch, and I'm saying she didn't get out of pocket ever. She never. Just like I be talking about my hoes. She never got out of pocket. And if she, because she would date a nigga, and if she pulled, if you pulled over the fuck with her, and you said anything too slick, she was gone. If you wasn't a real square ass nigga wanting to buy some pussy, she wasn't fucking with you. And you got to tip your hat to Jimmy for that. Because he took that bitch everywhere, sent that bitch everywhere, and she came back. So something he was doing was ringing her bells for her. And that's how the game is. There's a motherfucking bitch for you, for me. You know, there could be three or four bitches for you and me. But there is at least one. But you got to be the nigga to have a bitch. She didn't have Jimmy. Jimmy had her. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
Now, what's your other question?
My other question is if me and a partner sitting around listening to an audio of yours, and his girl start tripping, telling him to turn the shit off or whatever, you know what I mean? He don't need to be listening to that or whatever. How do you evaluate, you know, him and her? Like, what? Like,
wait. Listen. Him and her got in your car and you was listening to it?
Yeah. So
what I'm saying is this. Why would you want that bitch to hear that shit?
I mean,
that's the man shit. And what I'm saying is, I've experienced this myself, which is why I just don't have bitches very long. Because once they know what I be doing, you know, once they hear this shit, they start talking about, oh, don't be trying to use none of that shit on me. Bitch, get your ass out of here. I ain't using shit on you. And what I'm saying is, because I ain't using shit on y'all. I'm telling y'all me. And if I'm doing whatever with the bitch, it's because, bitch, I wasn't lying as far as what you overheard. But if you going to think you going to tell me, or you going to find out, or you going to catch me trying to use some shit on you, bitch, I don't want no bitch like that. You feel me?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, man. Those are some good questions, bro. Let me tell you what to do, man. Here's my email. Put your whole phone number in it so I can give you one of them, both of them, the audio books.
Rosewood
America, 12 hours. Make sure you do that today or I'm going to forget. I got a new semester starting tomorrow. I'm going to be very busy.
Appreciate it, man.
You know it. Okay, you guys. Like I was saying, like politicians, you guys don't want to answer questions straight. You just don't. You know, so you do like these gurus. They have a point they want to talk about. Instead of talking about it, they got a bunch of articles to post up on the screen so you can see it. I'm going to teach you this. You know, because they just weak. And they can talk about what's already been said. They can talk about shit that's already written. But creating a lifestyle, creating an environment, creating what you need to be you, and you don't wake up to go to work. You don't wake up to punch a clock for someone else to make money off your work. No one is saying that's bad. But if you want to ask me, do I want to do it? Hell no. I don't want to do that shit. My daddy did. All my brothers and sisters do. I mean, shit, I can't think it's stupid. But do I want to do it? Fuck no. So if I'm a little dude and I'm talking to some motherfucker and he said, man, you better go get you a job. Man, I don't want no goddamn job. You know, I just want to do what I want to do. A little kid saying shit like that. You know what that nigga with games gonna tell me? He gonna tell that little kid, well, if you want it like that, motherfucker, you better get you some game. That's what he gonna tell me. Because that's what this kid gonna have to do if he wanna live like what the fuck he talking about. So, I ain't no weak motherfucker that need articles to speak for me. I'm a person who know what the fuck I think, and I know what the fuck I believe. And, matter of fact, you ain't never seen me use an article to verify or support what the fuck I'm thinking or saying. But most of you, just like your gurus, need backup, some kind of site you can go to so it can prove what you're saying. I don't want to see shit you need for support. I don't. But I know I don't have to listen to your motherfucking shit if you do bring it. I don't. I don't even like it. I never go to anyone's page and spout any of my, you know, I'm Democratic. But I don't go to nobody's page when I was on Facebook and start screaming all kind of goddamn anti-Republican bullshit. I scream that shit on my page. And if you come to my page, you gonna hear what I think. But that don't mean you got the right to spot all kind of goddamn bullshit on my page, because I sure don't do it to you or any other motherfucker. 786. What's happening, brother? 786, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Yeah, I got a question. Your definition of game, I understand that. So do you think gang could be translated as far as to another level? Not saying square, but like to another level.
Hey, bro.
But you still.
Bro, do you think baseball can be translated to another level? I'm talking about, I don't know what sports you would mix it up with, but I know there's some sports that you run around and you got to hit a ball with a stick. Not croquet, but I forgot what it was in English and Irish motherfuckers play that shit. But I'm saying, do you think that? So what I'm saying is,
yeah.
accept the truth, man, which you can't do, obviously, because you said, from the very beginning, you said, I know your definition of the game, which already told me what you was. I didn't even have to hear your goddamn question, because you already asked it when you said that stupid shit from the beginning. I know your definition of game. It ain't my definition. It is the definition. And you want to try to make it acceptable to create some sort of version so it can fit your square ass. So what I'm saying is make whatever the fuck up you want to make up and let it fit your ass. Don't ask me about it. Because the answer is, fuck no, you can't do that. But I know you will anyway. Won't you? Tell the truth.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Because
I didn't say what you was asking. I didn't say anything about what you was asking. I said, that's what you gonna do. Ain't you?
No.
Well, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna try 209, to...
209, hold on, don't
hang
up. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to try to translate the game. Say, for example, I was doing dirt.
Hey, stop right there. Stop. You just said you weren't going to do that. And now,
that's why I say,
can you be quiet? Now when you start talking, the first thing you say out your mouth, you going to translate the game. That's what the fuck you asked.
Yeah,
so how
absolutely.
Can, stop,
you
man, said, stop.
You,
how
right,
can you, how the fuck can you sit there and say, when I know that's what you're going to do, you're going to do the shit anyway, translate the game, because that's what you asked about. And you said, no, man, that ain't what I'm going to do. And I say, well, what you going to do? The first thing I'm going to do is translate the game. That's what you said.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. If I was doing
it. Okay, man, bye.
Okay, for example.
Fuck you. 209, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm good.
Man, what I do know is the game do not wait, bro. And if a motherfucker ain't got no game in the times we in right now, like the strong is going to survive, the ones with game is going to survive too. So I'm trying to get as much game as humanly possible, bro, so I can survive this bush.
Hey, man, what game do
you know?
What is game to you?
What game? Game to me is having the information to get through any situation that comes my way.
Man, that's wait. That's like half.
Okay.
That's half of the answer.
Okay.
Me. Because you do want to handle any situation that comes your way. But you left out the most important key factor.
What, the cash factor?
You motherfucking right.
Man, we don't even have to talk about that.
Bro, you can say what you want to, and you can make it come out slick or whatever, but you failed because you did not admit game is getting, you know, being able to handle anything that come in your way longer because you ain't letting nothing stop you from get your money. You know you out there for that. You ain't no motherfucker letting shit come between them and their job. Unless it's something they want to risk their job about. So if it's something you want to risk your job about, well, go on and risk it. But it got to be that. Game ain't that because you fucking risking your job and your freedom every time you go out.
Yeah.
Every time you go out talking about doing anything you talking about doing is going to have game involved. And if you ain't got no ID, and your ass get pulled over because you're out there fucking with game, what's going to happen? Problem. If you got an ID and you got warrants, what's going to happen? Problem. If you don't have no ID and the motherfucker find warrants, what's going to happen? I'm just saying, come on.
Yes, sir. Hey, but look here, though, bud. Hey, at the same time, you got to approach every situation with game, though. I mean, you know, different shit, you know, just like
Wait. See, this is why you guys aren't supposed to use that word. You're supposed to approach every situation thinking. You ain't got no game unless you're making some money. And whatever situation you approaching with the game you got about your money, you trying to protect not missing your money tomorrow or any other money you already got. And all you all you motherfuckers talking this shit about game, well, you just spit your game with everything that happens. No, motherfucker, you got to be thinking. What's wrong with saying that?
You're right, Michael Jordan, you're right.
Why would a motherfucker got to say game? You know, I got, you know, I'll be running my game, you know. God damn.
Cliche. It's just a cliche kind of like.
Motherfucker telling me how much he running his game by. These brawls he's talking to. And I say, well, what kind of game you got? Man, the shit I be telling this boss. He never thought one time that you just talking to women, dude. You ain't telling them bitches how to get you no money. That's what game is when you're talking to bitches. When you're talking to bitches, when you say you spend your game to bitches, you saying that you telling this motherfucking bitch how to go get you some money doing whatever the fuck you do to get your money slickly. But no, nobody be saying that.
21st century.
That shit, they have another word for it, but they don't want to use that word because that'll mean they're square. So now they want to sound like they hip. So, yeah, I'm running my game about you square-ass motherfucker. When you use that word wrong to a nigga like me, you already getting your wallet. Nigga taking your shit, using that shit like, what the fuck you talking about?
You're right. Well, hey.
Go ahead.
Like you said, you got to be careful who you're talking to. You run them them bullshit words by them, they going to check you on it. You're right. You're right about that because I've been checked multiple times. Okay? And at the same time, while I'm talking to you, I should be thinking. I should be thinking. But I ain't even really tripping.
No. Fuck that I ain't really tripping statement. Everything else you're saying right. is right. But that I ain't really tripping statement should be, I should be really tripping. You feel me?
I really should be tripping. Yep.
You know that, goddammit, you should be tripping on whatever. Because you ain't trying to have no motherfucker think nothing less of you. Period.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Hey, thank you for keeping me on my toes.
You know it, brother. Hey, you guys. I allow time for a motherfucker to respond to me. And after they respond, I can give a fuck. I can give a fuck if I ever hear from this motherfucker again. Why? Because I know you guys think I go too hard on you motherfuckers. But I don't. I'm life. I'm representing life. Life don't care that you got a corn on your motherfucking toe and you can't put your shoes on, but you still got to go to work. I'm saying life don't give a fuck that your transmission fucked up and it may or may not get you where you're trying to go, but you still going to, try it till it break if that's the case. What I'm saying is life don't raise up or ease up. So why should I? Why the fuck should I? Life ain't easing up on me. Let me slip. 1 or 2 days. Shit. Everything gonna fall apart. 815, I just seen you come up, bro. What's up?
Yeah. You just said something very profound when you said, when you explained the official definition of a game, when you said it had to be based on money or whatever, that actually makes sense, because even when you, talk to a female, if you have that in the back of your mind, it just makes it so much easier. Even worst case scenario, well, not even worst case, but even if she's not feeling what you're talking, you didn't lose because you didn't really get, there was no monetary loss, so you didn't really lose. You know what I'm saying? So, having that thought that, I need to get this bread, see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but I don't agree. See, games can be explained like you guys want to do it. You just want to explain something like, what is basketball? Oh, yeah, you do it like this. That game can't be explained like that. You may have to do something you absolutely didn't think you would have to do if it's going to get you your money. I ain't talking about nothing against your principles. Like, if you bought some money, you ain't going to let nobody stick their dick in your booty. You ain't going that far going against your principles. But what I'm saying is, you might be saying, well, I got to make sure of who I'm giving my money to. And this bitch is really about to break you off. You might have to listen to that bullshit so you can get what you're trying to get. You got to hold on, man. Fuck, I'm expecting the package.
All right.
That was it too, goddammit, so I'm glad I went and got it. But you guys, what was I saying, man?
Nah, you were just saying, you was explaining, how to explain game. You was talking about basketball, people want the explanation of how to play basketball, but, you know, it is what it is, you know.
The thing I'm talking about with game, you guys be wanting it explained to where if you wear a size 9 shoe and they gave you an 8.5, and you put that shoe on and you said, damn, something wrong with this shoe. You know, it's fitting kind of tight. You want to be able to say, oh, it's an 8.5. And then you want to get a 9. And you get the 9, you feel, oh, yeah, this is better. Well, I'm saying game, you can think of it like that, but that's not a good explanation for it. But you guys missing when it comes
not to cut you off, but I wasn't really saying it, like trying to explain it. I was just saying, like when you're talking to a bitch, I'm just saying that eases the stress of rejection for some. I can see how that can ease stress when you already have your agenda and you're thinking, you know, you're trying to get bread. So, like I said.
Yeah, but that's if you got, wait. That's if you got game. What if you just a regular Joe? And the bitch ain't going for it. How is that easing your stress?
Well, I mean, that's to each his own, you know.
Yeah, but see, believe me, bro. That's why you ain't got no game, man. Because you don't see that. Game, you can fully believe in what you think. Fully do everything that supports what you think. And don't have to stop interacting with Square. You don't have to change anything about you, any definition you have. You just know how to deal with it. That's what the game teaches you. You a pimp-ass motherfucking nigga, and you go to your sister's graduation. And you ain't going to be no pimp nigga in there. You know, you're going to look like a pimp if people are really looking at you. But as far as what you're doing, you're going to be representing your family and your sister. Period. You know, you might not even wear no jewels to that place. What I'm saying is you can't hide who you are, but you got to always represent what you're doing without hiding or trying to hide who you are, if you understand what I just said.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I'm a chameleon. I blend in when I need to, but I'm not hiding. I just... You know, I'm aware of my surroundings, and that's how I adapt.
All right, bro. Thank you for the call. Hey, Tech Game. This is real. Could a person who have never put on a baseball glove know how to play baseball to the extent have a conversation with you about it? Now, if I had a real audience, I'd get answers right away. But I can't wait 4 days for you to think about it. So I got to just go on. That motherfucking wannabe ball player, he may could have a conversation. Excuse me. A conversation with you about baseball. Because he read every fucking book, everything he can read about baseball, because he likes baseball, but that don't mean he can play. That just means he can talk. So if it's about him having a conversation, yes. But can he tell you anything about baseball? Hell no. Because, if you know all the basics, you play baseball, blah, blah, blah. Could this motherfucker tell you something? No. Because he needs to get the basics down before he can think he's good enough to, you know, play it. So I ask you, how can I help someone who has no basis to understand what we say to each other? 661, I'm going to take a chance on you. I hope you ain't this dude, but you might be. Whatever. What's up, man?
No, I'm not that dude, bud. Say you got
What's up?
A young person. Hey, can you hear me?
Some background noise, man. Mute your phone. Well, not mute, but you got background noise, man. You got to speak up. Are you going to speak up?
Yeah, my bad. I'm at work right now. So this is the question I got. So you got like a young person. Can you hear me?
Barely, man. Are you talking on a speaker or through a Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, let's go.
All right. So say you got like a young person kind of off the street, kind of been in the streets or whatever, and say they kind of got a job and they kind of say it's a corporate job. And they had a good mouthpiece, and they had, you know, kind of like, I guess, good skills, and they worked their way all the way up through that company. Would you call that game?
No. Where is he risking going to jail?
He's not risking going to jail at all.
No, wait, stop. If to play basketball, you can't take three steps. Don't you accept that?
Yeah, you do accept that.
God damn it, if you ain't trying to do something that's going to send your ass to jail, it ain't no game. I don't care what scenario you bring up. Why can't you accept that?
Hey, I'll accept it. I was just running something by
you. No, you weren't. You lying. You was saying some shit you really think, and you know it. Man, I wish you guys would quit fucking with me if you gonna lie, because I don't need to be sitting next to you to know what the fuck you, who you are or what you saying. Tell the truth, motherfucker. You know that's what you think.
Yeah, it came through my mind, yeah.
So then stop lying, man. I hate this goddamn shit. How the fuck can I talk to you, man, when I'm thinking you're going to tell me a lie? I'm being all real, man. How can I? I can't trust what you say, and you know it.
Yeah, you're right.
So let's stop that shit, all you guys. Let's stop that. How many times I got to catch these motherfuckers before you realize you shouldn't call in? Man, I'm asking, you've been listening to me?
Yeah, I have, for a while.
So, have you ever heard me catch a motherfucker lying?
Damn near every show.
So, what I'm saying, why would you do it, man? Be honest.
You know what? I think just what you said to me, it kind of caught me off guard, and I just kind of, just was on some bullshit, I guess, not standing up.
Okay, what I'm saying is this, not standing up is the answer, but my point is, you want to make all this bullshit up to accept the answer. The answer, you weren't standing up. You don't need to be saying all that other bullshit. What I'm saying is, bro, just as fast as I saw you was lying, that's how motherfuckers bust you out in the streets. And you don't know they didn't bust you out. Because you think that slick-ass bullshit you saying then got over. But what they doing is playing their hand, waiting till you slip. Because they already know who the fuck you are, because you opened your mouth and said some stupid shit. At the least, you a stupid motherfucker. You can't take these chances, man. You cannot take these chances, because the motherfucker will kill you, man. All they got to do is think you got $15. And you do the wrong thing, your ass is risking being killed. I don't care how serious that sounds. That's how I think about every goddamn thing I do. If I'm walking to the mailbox, if I'm going to 7-Eleven, I don't never get out of my car without think somebody trying to sneak up on me and blast me in my head. Now, that can be a paranoid life to a motherfucker that want to think of it like that. But I only do that for like a half a second. Then I check all that shit and I see I'm tripping and I go about my business. I got a half a second. But there's been some times I did that in half a second and I seen some shit. And you got, let's say you know, doing your quick scan and one of your mirrors show somebody is back there, then you ain't really getting out right now. You don't have to wait, but I'm saying most times I do until I see that motherfucker ain't coming, you know, to fuck with me. I'm old, and if they do fuck with me, I ain't gonna be able to win no damn fight. So ain't no sense in me trying to get in one. I try to stay out. I just want to be living. And if I got to do all these things to be independent, and if I have to stay aware or on my thoughts to be independent, then that's what the fuck I'm doing. 661, look, I want you to hit my email, bro, with your full phone number. Don't say it. Just hit my email so I can hook you up with that goddamn 1 and 2 audio book.
Good looking out. Thank you, bud.
Do that today, man. Do it today. Because if you don't, I'm going to be just forgotten because my new semester is starting. And I'm going to be busy. All right, thanks. Hey, fuck this goddamn phone. Okay. So, man, I really want to know what this is, but fuck it. I don't call myself an entertainer because I don't, you know, I'm not trying to entertain any of you motherfuckers. It's just, you know, those of you that are looking for entertainment, you would do us both a big favor if you just stop listening, because that's not what I'm doing. Hey, bud, I mean, why don't you start talking more about the game, man? This shit is boring. Oh, dude. I'm so serious about helping elevate motherfuckers' mental state of mind when it comes to women that kind of shit irritates me now. I don't have any time to entertain your motherfucking ass.
Man, I like to hear you talk shit. I like to hear you talk about the game.
Yeah, man, fuck you. I firmly believe most of, if not all, the blessing I'm receiving is due to the fact I've been true to this motherfucking game. Trust me. You be true to whatever it is you believe, and that shit gonna be true to you. 909, what's happening, bro?
I'm sorry, Rosebud, can I still pay for SWU?
You sure can.
I know it's a little late. All right,
Hey, dude, listen.
Real quick.
Listen. Ask Rosebud. No, wait a minute. I'm making a mistake. Rosebud, the author. Rosebud with 2 D's, theauthor.com. And you go to the SWU Confidence Course page, and I think it's at the very bottom, but it might be second to the last thing at the bottom. And you'll see how to, you know, spend the money. You'll see what to send and, you know, all that.
All right, I got you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, so I'm serious. I believe that my dedication to bringing to you and all I speak to, if you've seen me on The View, if you've seen me on any motherfucking radio show, AM morning show, any of this shit on the radio, you heard any interview, man, this is the same thing, man. I'm trying to be true to the game. I ain't flipping. I'm just a representative of real game. Whatever it is for you, Just be true to it and see what you get in the end. You know, my life ain't over, but I can see what the end will be for me. I'm going to be rolling with bitches still. I'm going to be living on my own terms and loving every damn moment of it. I may have to make some adjustments. I'm fucking going on 70. If I live 5 years, I'll be 75. Man, I can't be, you know, trying to compete with my own life of the past. I have to accept what's going on at 80 as it should be. Just because it's like this is where I am like an entertainer. Because entertainers don't want to quit. They ain't going to try to do it until they just can't remember the words to the song. I'm like that. But other than that, I'm just going to be kicking it. And I do know that kicking it with real men, as far as me accusing you of, you know, just seeking entertainment, I do know the real men enjoy, maybe are entertained by kicking it with other real men. Because, you know, we gonna laugh and have fun, but we ain't just having fun. I want my shows to enlighten every motherfucker that listens to it, not entertain them. The only ones I want to get entertainment out of my shows are the alpha motherfuckers who have taken the time to earn getting the jokes. You do know that's what the day is about. Respect is earned. Just because it's funny don't mean you should laugh. That's some man stuff. You ought to find out what it means. And on to something else, you know, I've been asked again and again, what do women want? I always ask that. The first thing a woman wants is a man who know what the fuck he wants. It's very important that you motherfuckers understand the number one reason you lose women is not knowing what kind of woman you want. I mean, the reason this is important is it's going to take much more than the first excitement you feel together, you know, to remain together. The next thing a woman wants on her man or him to be able to recognize what kind of a woman she is. It's extremely important to a woman to be seen by her man as who she is. You guys, someone is at my fucking door again. You gotta hold on. God damn it, it was the police. That was the police. Some motherfucker got shot right back here, and I'm telling you, man, you guys got to stop this shit. Just killing niggas. I don't even know what it was about, so I can't just say that. It might have been Mexicans. I don't know. But I know I live around niggas and Mexicans. So the motherfucker asked me what I heard. I ain't heard shit. Well, I did hear something, to tell you the truth, officer. But I don't even remember how long ago it was because I wasn't paying attention to it. But I do remember hearing some popping. What should I say, Sam? Any motherfucking way. What I'm talking about now is you knowing what kind of, or recognizing what kind of woman she is. Because you got to see her for who she is. Let's say she a little big or overweight. You got to find ways to compliment her that accepts and includes what obvious. You don't need a 10 woman to have a truly good woman. 9 out of 10 of them dimes, they the worst mates you can have in life because they too concerned with, you know, how they look. They so concerned with how they look, you barely can fuck the shit out of them. Now, those are just a couple of important facts that, you know, women who are looking for a man will use to distinguish you from the average Joe. Now, whether you're in the streets or not, if you don't know what you want, neither will she. And if you can't recognize when you are dealing with what you want, she's not going to have respect for you. So it's all in what you do in the beginning as far as recognition. Confidence in the fact that you will get what you want is the key in whatever you're doing. That's why what you're doing ain't gonna shit for you because you're not confident you're gonna get what you want. That's why you don't want anything in particular. Just whatever. Stop being one of them whatever motherfuckers. If you sincerely want to find what you're looking for, just, you know, stop being one of them whatever motherfuckers. Whatever ain't gonna work. You need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt what kind of woman strikes your goddamn fancy. And when you meet her, you need to have the tools to, you know, maintain this bitch. And I don't mean material tools. I mean the conversation, the wit, the social skills, the sexual prowess. I mean the knowledge of life. You know, you gotta have all of that. And you gotta be willing to show you have it. No matter what you motherfuckers think. A woman, woman, man who is a competent lover and escort. And if you're among the many thousands of motherfuckers who think you need to read all these goddamn catch a woman fucking books and go to all these goddamn pickup artist techniques, okay. Oh, shit. Man, I just wanted them international numbers, but I don't think it got the fucking Indy numbers. Hey, what's going on, international caller?
Hello.
Yes, what's going on? Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. I'm just calling up because I would like some advice on how to find a good man.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from England.
You're calling from England. Do you want to come visit me? Because I'm a good man.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You don't want to come visit me. You don't want to, if you do, come all over. But I know you don't. But anyway, how you find a good man? You know what? There's some qualities about you that I'm pretty sure you know you have. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me two of those qualities that has nothing to do with how you look.
I'm patient, I'm loving, and I'm kind.
That's three, but then those are the generic ones. But that's okay. I'll go with that because patience is a virtue. What makes you say you're patient? Because let me tell you, I'm asking you this because you asked me something very, you know, particular. How do you go about finding a good man? So I can't just say, I got to find something out about you, don't you think?
I think that I can't explain, but I'm just patient. I have a lot of patience for people. I don't do judging on the first thing. I kind of like to know you, open book, and I'm patient with how you are as a person. And then, yeah, I kind of go with the flow.
Okay, now that I've heard you speak and you're on the phone, I have an image of you. And I'm not saying I'm like absolutely right, but this is the image I have. And I don't see you as being short, and I don't see you as being tall, so I would guess that's like 5'5" or 6". How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
5'3"?
Yep. Really small.
Wait, let me finish. Well, I was a couple inches off there. Hearing your voice, you sound like you're in your 30s, lower 30s, or late 20s. Is that right?
Oh, no. I'm 28.
Okay. Now.
You put an age on you.
No, well, no. I'm not putting age on you. You sound mature. Mature has a, you know, wide variety of ages. You can't say exactly 32 years old. I got to give you room. You got to give me room. But let's see. Now, I do think that you've had relationships, but I think you've been hurt. How about that?
Yes, I've been hurt.
So, you're saying, how do you find a good man? I got all this from that question in your voice. I got all what I'm saying from that question in your voice. My suggestion, as far as how to find a good man, would be to go somewhere to have some dinner in a nice restaurant alone and sit there and have a long dinner alone and see who comes and talks.
I love to self-date. I feel like self-dating is very important. I self-date all the time.
Would you say self-date?
I like to self.
Is that what you said? Self-date?
I self-date. I what you're saying, I do already. I like to self-date, but
yeah,
I
you're saying,
like,
but the word the words you're using is self-date, right?
Yes.
Okay. You self-date all the time. All right. Let me ask you this: when you self-date, do you allow anyone to speak to you while you're sitting at the table, if that's the case?
Yeah. I feel like I'm an approachable young woman.
So then this is what you need to do. You need to put yourself in situations where your personality versus your looks, because I kind of think you're cute. I didn't really say that, but I kind of think you're on the good-looking side. You're kind of short. You're probably, I think, shapely, but maybe not. But I'm just saying, I'm getting all these, you know, vibes from you. So I'm saying the way you're going to find a good man is in a public place. I mean, not just any public place, not like a bar. But I'm saying somewhere public that has a level of a level of suaveness about, as far as the people, a level of exquisiteness as far as what they like. You know, a museum, huh?
I find it really hard nowadays because I feel like there's not a lot of, you know, masculine men out there, and I don't feel like they keep their word quite a lot. I feel like they're quite flaky, and I like a man that takes the lead and knows what we're doing, and I kind of like that and attract that, and I don't, like, I can't
Okay,
find
let
that.
Me tell you, listen, let me just be honest. This is what you should do. Pack you a couple of suitcases and bring your ass over here to the United States and meet me, because you're describing me, and I ain't going to England.
I'm on my way.
You're not on your way, girl, but if you do, I'm in Las Vegas, baby. Hey, it was nice talking to you, but really and truly, you got to make yourself available. And I'm not talking about just physically available as far as being there. As far as something else I get from you, I think you're kind of shy. Is that true?
Very much so, yes.
So you got to come out of this.
Like shy with a bit of confidence as well.
But you got to come out of that shyness so that confidence can show. You're sending mixed messages.
Yeah. I mean, it's very hard to say. I'm shy, but I also have a lot of confidence as well. So it's the
Well, listen, you know why you're not wrong? Because it takes a lot of confidence to sit up here and have a conversation like we're having. But I still got that you were shy through the conversation we're having. So
yeah.
if I was really looking at you and I got you to look in my eyes one time, you would come home with me and not for sex. You would come home with me and it wouldn't be for sex. It would be that you was fascinated by how I am and how much I know about myself and how curious you are to know some more.
Is that right? You think so? Yeah.
Hey, well, listen at your voice. Can't you see how it raised up? Meaning you got some excitement from me saying that? You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know who you're talking to, woman. I have you liking me so much. Yes. Hey, can't you tell you liking me more and more as we talk? Silence.
Yeah.
You know, hey, listen. Silence is golden, especially when it's brought about by something you said. Because I know when I say stuff, I take you aback. Oh, my God, he's so exciting. Are you coming?
Oh, so exciting. sounds very fun.
Well, young lady, will you promise to call back to one of my other videos? Whatever one?
I will
in the future.
Call back in one of your other videos. Yes,
hey, 100%. Can I count on talking to you regularly? Do you travel a lot?
I don't, but I can.
Well, you talk to me, woman. You might want to come visit me. You might. I'm not saying you.
100%.
You might. So you got to call me a few times on this show. Matter of fact, my email, AskRosebud@gmail.com. Now, AskRosebud@gmail.com. Email me so we can communicate.
I will do.
You're not going to be afraid.
As you said, I'm shy, so I guess you'll have to wait and see.
Oh, shit, that means I'm going to get me an email from you, you little fine motherfucker. Okay, all right. It was wonderful talking to you. I'll get your name in the email because I don't want everybody to know who I'm falling for.
Yeah, well, it was nice talking to you. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you too, young lady. You be cool. See, fellas. I gotta just go on with my life. I can't deny who I am. I'm just Rosebud. And you find out from time to time that Rosebud is a monster. Period. Not a scary monster. You know, one of them attractive monsters. Because if you haven't realized what's important in life, you're not going to know what's important to a woman. Because a woman can see that a man don't really know shit. They can see that a mile away. And this is especially so when you're up close and personal. I mean, they check out everything you do. And the cool part about it, they do what you do. Check you out, check your ass, check your shoes, check your legs. They check all that shit. Just like you. A woman want a motherfucker who's capable of handling himself in any situation, from the lobby to the penthouse. That's what life is. Start out in the lobby. But if you live right, you can get to the penthouse. That woman wants a man who knows the difference between spending money and fucking money off. If she can see, you know, where she going with you, you know, because the moves you make are sharp and, you know, they have focus, the closer she going to be with you. And the thing is, she can't see none of this shit if you can't catch her. And you ain't gonna never catch her until you be honest with yourself and learn who the fuck you are. I know you think I was hard on you, motherfuckers. Well, I go hard on you. But you see, man, just like I was talking to that lady from England, I don't trip when it comes to talking to a woman. I just know I should listen to her. Not do what she say, listen to her. Just listen to what she's saying so I'll have the best opportunity to catch her. Because if you notice, I just play on what baby's saying. Hey, you just got to action. You motherfuckers are slow. You just got action. Let's talk about arrogance. Do any of you motherfuckers know what arrogance means? You think you know something, then you react to what you think it is. But what is wrong about that thought? Arrogance is feeling or showing self-importance and contempt or disregard for others. Do you do that when you think about if you're arrogant? See, this is why you can't win, because you don't want to know what stuff means. You don't care what time it is. The only way I can really talk about arrogance is if you all know what it means. This is the only way you can win in life, thinking this way. This is what my course is all about. My course is about how you can take your own personality and win with it. Excuse me. AD, if you watch it, that shit is good. That's my first sip. Fellas, you're not boring. You're unaware of what's exciting about you. And since you don't think anything is exciting about you, you think I'd be bullshitting. I'm not. I'm telling you. You can find out how your inner self is as fly as I am. In order to do this, you're going to need to admit to yourself that you're trying to skate around all the parts of being a man that you think is a little difficult for you, or might require too much of your precious time. Stop fucking lying to yourself and blaming the negative results on everything else except you. You will have to accept that I give you, you know, warnings, gave you warnings, which most of you ignored. I told you not to make the mistake of seeing yourself gain confidence and allowing that fact to make you be arrogant. There's a thin line between arrogant and confident. Being confident is shown by speaking clearly and assuredly. And this is accomplished by being well-informed on life's events. Arrogance is acting confident, knowing nothing, and pretending as if you do. If you want my course to help you, you got to be honest with yourself first, than with whoever you interact with. And you got to use the flexible exercises that you find in part 3 of 1.0. And these things are going to help you to be flexible in your conversation. This means you no longer need a certain way for a conversation to flow. You know how to steer a conversation to you. See, you need to get all the products. Wait, what's that? I don't think I want to talk about it. I was going to tell you something else. But I don't want to talk about that. You need to get all the products in order to really be helped. You can get some of them. And you'll get some of what you need. And you could get those few things and expect full success. I mean, you got to accept that to learn. I mean, you got to put effort in. You got to use and maintain all the information that you get, all the information that you get, which probably is something you haven't been used to doing. It is definitely one of the most important things you can do is to get information more than what you're actually hearing and learning. What you're hearing and learning is only guidelines for you to think these new thoughts. You got to grow, fellas. You guys are not growing. You're just not. You got to accept that to learn, especially from this course, is going to require some dedication on your part. I know you think, some of you think you're sharper than me, but this shit took me of 2 years at least to fully understand, and it took me more years to really master it. How can you expect that I do something in a matter of months that took you many years to develop? If you guys would slow down and leave this technology alone, you'd learn who you are, and you'll see yourself in a different light, because I know some of you see yourself changing from fucking with me. But you need to fully be the way you're learning to be. You don't want to just know about being that way, because if you're not that way, it'll never really take you to the stratosphere. You got to be what you're learning. You're very fucking impatient, and you want shit now. I'm sorry, this shit ain't coming instantly. You have to get it the hard way. You have to earn it. Yes, you have to earn it. But if you do what it takes, you'll find that you really have earned it. It will be you. You got to understand, knowing does nothing unless it becomes part of you. Oh my goodness, is this lady again? Hello?
Yeah, hello, big man. Let me get some pictures and two bottles of
coke. Oh, man.
And two shots.
Hey, listen to this, bro. When that woman called and I seen that number, I said, that's that motherfucker pizza ordering motherfucker. Hey, and guess what? You threw me off when you put that woman on, but the whole time I was talking to her, man, shit, I knew she was a big, fat, ugly bitch, and I knew she was your motherfucking bitch. And I hope that goddamn bitch hear me saying this, because I know you a punk and a motherfucking sucker. Period. Got
which,
some bitch
Joe,
calling.
You
hey,
about,
bitch.
Man.
Hey,
let
bitch.
Pizza,
hey, bitch. You want some pizza? You motherfucker? I know I shouldn't have did that. But if you do what it takes, you're going to earn it. And I do what it takes. It takes this kind of shit from me to people like that. I had my fortune read, and it said I was in line for untold riches beyond my wildest dreams. Hey, can you imagine that? So what I'm saying is, think about it. I mean, I'm a writer. I have a pretty vivid imagination. And I've been thinking that I need to go back to how I felt my second or third month in the game. I went on from there to earn my fortune in the streets. And, you know, when I got my motherfucking fortunes read again the other day. Otherwise, the first time I got it read was early in the game, two, three months in it. And he told me that shit. But the next time I got it read, she said the same shit. Only she said my greatest desires would be fulfilled, and I'll only have myself to thank. And I was so fucking mad at that goddamn bitch, because that's a common line they tell me. I thought that bitch was talking to me. They'll just tell everybody. Oh, shit. What I'm saying is, they all tell them. I don't care if you got 15 motherfucking seers or whoever they are on Las Vegas Boulevard. When you go in there and pay them, the first thing they say, oh, I see you're going to have riches beyond your most wildest dream. You know your ass going to say, damn! I told that goddamn bitch the second time, though. I told her this, I made it different. When I get to the plateau of my life this time. I'm going to have a lot of damn people I've never laid eyes on. You know, because all you motherfuckers is what I'm talking about. You know, all you motherfuckers with the interest to keep a nigga like me alive and want to stay true to it and down for it are going to be responsible. So I don't believe your shit, bitch. I'm stupid. That's funny. This shit is funny to me. Well, life is funny, goddammit. And we've been kicking it down in 2 hours. And I got so much more shit to talk about. But you know what? I guess I ain't gonna really talk about all that goddamn shit. I just know the side of, you know, my bread is buttered on. And it ain't from no goddamn street shit no more. This is from you motherfuckers. So I have to, you know, say salute to us. All of us, because we deserve it. And I want us to enjoy what we working for. I want us to enjoy the camaraderie that we're developing. I want us to be able to one day just meet up and kick it. Matter of fact, on November, I think it's the 13th, my alumni is sponsoring here in Las Vegas a meet and greet over the weekend. That's going to be dope. That's going to be dope. So, you guys understand this. When that happens, I'm going to be there happy as fuck because it's going to be my first appreciation of what I've been doing. Hey, y'all, I'm out. You know, this is a pretty good show. I had questions. You know, it's cool. But I really thought that England motherfucker or English motherfucker from London motherfucker, wherever. I really thought that motherfucking bitch was, not the bitch, but that number. I thought that was that dude's number. But when I heard that bitch, she threw me off. It can happen. All right, I'm gone. Now.